And in the studio now with me, a very special guest, an old friend of mine. We used to work together at Stefano's 100,000 years ago, didn't we? This is Tessa O'Shea, formerly Tessa Ryan, a long-term Islander, and now works at Gulf News. And at Gulf News, one of Tessa's jobs is to reintroduce the amazing, great Gulf News Trolley Derby, Waiheke Trolley Derby, which is coming back to the main street of Onaroa after 16 years in abeyance. But it went on, it was a lot earlier than that too. Started in the 70s or 80s. Good morning, Tessa.
Good morning, good morning. Yes, it did start in the 70s and 80s. And the last time we had it was 2003. So, you know, 15, yep. 16 years is a big enough delay for us, yep, to all get together as a community. And
Was it a sense that we need to reconnect in some sort of way as the Waiheke community?
It is, yeah. It's a sense of just like getting out there with your folks, spending a bit of time with your parents and your friends, and getting a bit of that camaraderie, that competition going again, like that,
right.
that we all
too
like to
right.
get into on Waiheke.
Yeah. We're all so peaceful on Waiheke, aren't we? No, we're really competitive when it comes to this sort of thing.
Very competitive, and that has been showing in the last couple of weeks, especially last weekend with the scrutineering when the trolleys had to be revealed. Revealed to our scrutineers, so that's, yeah, David Waters, who
wasn't he with one of the original founders?
He
of the
was,
whole thing?
Yeah, yes, he's amazing. Had a good role, obviously previously on the track, but this time he's had to make four trolleys just with all of his grandchildren. So he's brilliant. Been pretty busy himself. So we've got David Waters and we've got Bruce Beaumont from the Dirt Track, who are our scrutineers. So they put every trolley through the test.
So scrutineering was last weekend.
Last Saturday down at Old Blackpool School.
How many trolleys turned up?
Well, we have 47 trolleys entered into the trolley derby this year. We were aiming for 20, 25. That would have been awesome. But to get 47 is just, you know, I was a bit worried
that's
to start
like
off with.
Grand Prix,
like,
or something.
I was like, let's get this going. Hang on a minute. I hope people want to do this. And then 47 showed up. So we have 47 trolleys racing and we have 72 actual races because, yeah, you can enter a trolley over a couple of categories. So at scrutineering, we probably had about 35 trolleys, and then Bruce and David have been doing a few home visits over the last week to tie up those last people who were getting their gear together.
So what are the categories? Oh, well, yeah, so were there many that failed the scrutineering?
Yes, there was a fair few. Yeah. There's a few, as you know, health and safety plays a big part in our lives these days, so... Yeah. Bruce and David thought that the old steering with the rope,
yeah, that's no
a little
can't
bit
break
dangerous.
At the same time, right?
you can't
break at the same time.
Yep. So,
I see in Gulf News this week some pictures of people using bicycle handlebars as an alternative.
Yeah,
like
or lawnmower bars or something bars. that just requires that one hand to change the direction.
Yeah.
The braking, steering. Braking and steering was what it was all about.
It used to start up here sort of by near Artworks and then go around the top roundabout, but we're actually starting from down at the top shop, are we?
Yeah, we're starting from the top roundabout and to the bottom roundabout. So it's actually 180 metres.
Wow.
You don't realise it when you're in your car just cruising down there.
You get a fair speed up in 180 metres.
Yeah, well, you can, and there's a 15 metre push zone at the start, so it depends on what kind of pusher you've got behind you, but yeah, you know, getting a 15 metre push will send you flying down the We have done some speed trials, so it is doable.
Oh, what a fantastic thing to bring back. The prizes, the businesses are on board with prizes? And
they are, yep. We've got a couple of cups. So the first two cups are 5 to 9 year old, which is the Tainer Cup. So that's sponsored by Gulf News. It's a Gulf News Cup for that one. And then the 10 to 15 year old, that's a Gulf News Cup as well. So
that's Eric's auntie Tainer. Is it named after her?
Oh, I wish it was,
oh,
but
sorry,
it's after.
Sorry.
We'll just agree, yeah.
Kia ora.
It's actually after Tuakana and Tainer is the younger and older siblings in a family. So the younger kids are then the older kids. And then we've had the Placemakers is sponsoring the Adult Open Cup. So yep. they're putting up some pretty awesome first place prizes of a Makita drill watch. Yep. You know, that's a really
that's
good
pretty
prize.
Good prize.
Yep, and I won't tell you any more. And and we've got the Dirt Track sponsoring the 15 to 18 year old kids because they thought that it'd be good to see if any of those kids wanted to carry on and start racing in the dirt track. So there's a good little bit of a competition going on there.
It began in Nona Road, ended up on the dirt track.
Yeah, pretty much. Excellent. And then we finish off with we've got our emergency services race. So that's the Ron Leonard Cup.
Ron Leonard competition.
For that one. So we've got the Coast Guard was the first to get in on that one. They were literally our first entry. They were in the next week when the application went out. So they, the Coast Guard,
you know,
the Fire Brigade.
I suspect I know who's behind the Coast Guard trolley,
yeah,
Martin.
It is very unique. So the Coast Guards, the emergency services and the teachers are racing together. We've got four teachers, some from Fossil Bay. My very own mother, Huhana Davis, will be in our trolley going down the street.
Kia ora, Huhana. back from an amazing hikoi amazing trip to Wellington.
Yeah, I can't believe she drove for 12 hours to Wellington.
Was she in the car with the sheep?
She was in the car with the sheep. Yeah, she was the sheep driving car. And we did see a shot of her on the news as she flew down the motorway there. So we knew that she was doing well.
An amazing event. Amazing event. Of course, the sheep probably helped the New Zealand media take attention.
It did.
Pay attention.
Yeah.
But we all know really that this wasn't about a sheep. This was about the environment.
It was.
But back to the trolley derby, you can have some medical people on board just in case.
Oh my God. As I said, sharing my great joy for bringing the trolley derby back. Everybody has just, any businesses that I've spoken to, people that I've shared with, family, that everyone has just been like, what can we do? Can we give you a prize? Like Finich put in a prize the other day for the winners of the 10 to 15 year old to go and have pizza and mocktails and things after the trolley derby. And so in having those conversations, You Travel gave us a voucher, the Foursquare, like everyone's just giving us things, Veranda. There's lots of prizes there for everybody.
St. John's.
Oh, St. John's, yeah. So I have a lovely cousin, Jamie, who is the nurse, the head nurse on Waiheke here, and Auntie Judy, who runs the whole order. So
indeed, of course. So you've got
it's not what you know, people, it's who you know. So we had a lovely conversation with them one night, and Jamie said, I said, look, I need some track marshals. I need 10 track marshals, 5 on each side, just to make sure people stay back and don't run on the road. And, you know, we've got barriers and stuff like that, but a couple of track marshals would be great.
Brilliant.
She said, leave it with me, I'll hit my team up. So she did, and she came back and she said, look, all the whole order staff will supply you 10 whole order staff, so nurses and doctors and anyone else from her staff.
Just in case there's a scratch.
Just in case there's a scratch or a bump. Something.
Yeah, brilliant.
And I've heard Barney's going to put in a couple of hours down the bottom of the track just in case in the first aid tent. So it's good to have him on board.
It's next week. So it's coming up fast.
It is.
On Sunday, which is Father's Day.
And it is
so
Father's
if you want to
Day.
Give Dad a nice Father's Day, bring him to Oneroa. You're not going to have your normal access to the village, though, are you?
No.
So what would be good to know about that?
If you want to grab the golf news this week, why not?
Which
of course you should. There's a double page spread in the golf news which shows you a map of everything, the roads that are closed. And we've also given you a few little tips of like where to park your car, maybe, you know, park at Little O and grab a coffee and walk around the beach, or go park down at Fossil Bay and have a walk along Oneroa Beach, then come up to the derby, really do some nice things with Dad that morning. You know, you might make a bacon and egg sandwich and park up at the Resources Trust and then walk through Allison Park. So
and even if Dad says I'm not really interested in trolleys, we know that isn't true.
Everybody's
interested in trolleys.
So this
is just something magic about a gravity fed machine.
Oh yeah, and having someone push you, there needs to be a connection between the driver and the pusher as well. So
yeah, I'm sure.
I've heard there's been a few trials around a few roads on the island lately. So we have carts on the day arriving from about 8:30, 9 o'clock, and because there's 47 of them there, it'll take a little while to get them in. And so if you wanted to come and hang around at 9 and check out the trolleys and talk to the owners and the makers and, you know, give our kids a good little boost for the day.
The buzz of the pit.
Yeah, come and mosh around. And then racing starts at 10 starts with the 5 to 9 year olds. So that would be awesome to have a really big crowd to cheer all those little fellas on.
To cheer the lilies on. So don't come later on. Come early. Come for 10.
Come for the whole day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't deprive yourself.
So presumably people who have mobile food carts and stuff are probably heading your way, are they?
Actually, no. This was in, we decided that just getting the trolley derby up and running is enough.
But we have our village.
So we have our village and we have the businesses in Oneiroa. So we've told them to be open that day, maybe have a few more staff and maybe make a bit more food.
Yeah, excellent. Good for everybody, isn't it? Good for business, good for community, good for fun, good for kids, good for dads.
Yep. And Oneiroa, the Oneiroa businesses, there's a whole bunch of them that are contributing to a market day that day as well. Yep. So they're putting heaps of gifts and things into a hamper, which they're going to raffle off on the day. So if you spend some money in these certain shops, they're going to have a poster up on their front window.
Excellent.
So if you spend some money in those shops, you go in the draw to win this massive hamper just to say thanks from all the village owners, village. So that's like a little bit extra on the day. So happy to have them on board.
This has been a huge job, but I get a sense from you, Tessa, it's been a lot of fun.
It has totally been fun. Everybody wants to help you out when you're putting on a trolley derby. And I have a great team back at Golf News who are just like hands up for anything that we need.
They have always been, haven't they?
Hands up for anything that they need. And just that we're just so happy that we have a lot of help and knowing David and Liz have done it all before.
Yeah.
That golden knowledge bank there of how things operate has been priceless.
Yeah, absolutely. And connecting to the past is all about moving into the future, isn't it?
Yeah, and especially when we can pull back on our archives and pull out the golden oldie pictures from the days. And we've even come up with a couple of movies have come out of the woodworks of the pre-trolley races. So it really does get your heart out.
Where can people find those? Are they on YouTube or?
They're on we've got them on our Facebook page, on the Golf News Facebook page.
So go to the Golf News Facebook page and there's a couple of movies from early trolley derby days.
Yeah.
How wonderful.
And Matthias from the cinema and Baraka from Amber Vision.
Yep.
They are filming the whole race.
Oh, great.
So, we're going to have a continued video this year. We are looking for a bit of a sponsor to help us out with that one, if anyone's out there.
Yep.
Just because they have to do quite a bit of work afterwards, putting it all, editing all the cuts and everything like that in the races.
If you've suddenly got excited about this, folks, there's an opportunity to contribute a sponsor needed for the video recording of the event. So please contact Tessa O'Shea at Golf News or indeed Matthias at the cinema.
Perfect.
Look, Tessa, it's so nice to see you. It's so great to have you in the studio and thank you so much for all the work behind this because it's going to be one of those days that makes us feel really Waiheke.
It really is. And just watching everybody race down the road and having us all come together and be a part of an event in so many different ways to the people who are making the trolleys, but the people who are giving to us and then the people who are there on the day is the most important, come and check us out. Check out all these trolleys. it's gonna be great.
I think this year, given it's 2019, some of the designs are going to be futuristic. That's my suspicion. Tessa O'Shea, thank you very much for your time this morning. Saturday's a lovely time to relax, so thanks for giving up some of your time on this very special morning of the week. And all the best for the trolley derby. Can't wait for it.
Oh, neither can I. It's going to be so exciting. Thank you so much for having me, Greg.
You're very welcome. Kia ora.